Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at July 29, 2023. Please note that all links and emojis were removed from the content for a more fluent experience. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll talk about NFO and its achievements. Pro-Kremlin accounts and Russian opposition often claim that NFO is nothing but a harassment movement, but this statement couldn't be further from the truth. Wikipedia describes NFO as an internet meme and social media movement dedicated to countering Russian propaganda and disinformation, but since its launch, the movement had a strong focus on crowdfunding the Ukrainian military and other pro-Ukrainian causes. The strength of NFO stems from its decentralized structure. There are no leaders or hierarchy, so any kind of character assassination becomes challenging. This hasn't stopped people from trying that, though, and the Vatniks have grasped at straws and relentlessly. Attack NFO founder at @_Camellia for his old tweets, to no avail, since the movement is stronger than ever. Since starting the movement, Kama has strongly emphasized that the focus should always be on NFO, not on him. NFO has also divided into coordinated subgroups with different goals. Some accounts produce memes, some focus on donations, others do research, and many ridicule and counter Russian disinformation. All this is done with just one goal in mind: to help Ukraine win the war. And that's exactly why the movement is being constantly attacked. It is making a big difference with its fight fire with fire tactic against Russian paid trolls, and at the same time it aids the Ukrainian war effort. NFO dogs also support each other by sharing people's content. I know that NFO has collected millions and millions to assist Ukraine, but my personal focus with Vatnik Soup and in NFO has been on researching pro-Kremlin narratives and people who spread them. Check NFO donations here. I was doing all this alone until April 2023. When I started collaborating with a NFO research team to investigate a pro-Kremlin organization called Donbas Devushka. Its key figure pretended to be a poor woman from Lugansk, sick, Ukraine. In reality, she was a Sarah Bills. A former non-commissioned officer and Jersey girl with a terrible fake Russian accent. DD claimed they collected and donated money for humanitarian aid in Donbas, but no evidence of money going anywhere other than the owner's pockets was never presented. On April 16, 2023, the story was reported by the Wall Street Journal, and the Donbas Devushka brand was quickly abandoned, but only for a while. The DD case proved that Russia has a strong fifth column working in the West. After the first NFO summit, the movement caused controversy after the organizers brought an inflated shark onto the stage during the event. This was a reference to a Russian tourist killed by a shark in Egypt. Russian opposition and the Navalny team decided that instead of discussing the ongoing war and thousands of Russian and Ukrainian youth dying in the front, this incident was much more important topic of discussion, thus demonstrating total tone deafness to the whole conflict. For some reason, these same people were critical of Kaya Kala's greetings to all of NFO's Shiba Inus. Ousting Sarah Bills as the Donbas Devushka wasn't the only fifth column expose that NFO research team has done. On July 16, 2023, we published our work on Richard Z, aka Trollstoy 88, a German citizen pretending to be Russian. Few days later, we published our research on Lazo Z, aka @200_Zoka, a pro-Kremlin account that is ran by a Bosnian Serb. Soon after this research was published, Lazo removed his account from Twitter. On July 28, 2023, the Zoka story was reported by the largest online media outlet in Bosnia called Clicks. Thank you at Seher Rajvosa for linking the article. And that's definitely not the end of it. The NFO research team will continue their efforts to expose Russia's fifth column in the West, and there will most certainly be more reports coming from them and me in the near future. At the same time, other NFO fellas keep on bonking, churning out memes, crowdfunding millions and millions to aid Ukraine, and keep being a pain in the Kremlin's ass in general. NFO expansion is non-negotiable. Pass soups. Support my work. Solido sent from this guy.